Father, we worship you, we honor you, we give you the praise. This afternoon, very, very briefly, are the French people hearing me also? Or we are still on? French? They are coming. Luke chapter 19, verse 13. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. This is the second part of the message, occupy till I come, the mandate, part 2. Yesterday, we saw what it meant to occupy. And if the media can run through, we said that occupy means to take charge. That's right. Take charge till I come. Don't live where you are the same way. Till I come. Decide the direction of things till I come. Have it the way you want it till I come. Proceed unstoppably, irresistibly until I come. Occupy till I come is compel the submission of territories until I come. Disciple territories, disciple nations, disciple cities until I come. Then break the rule and the reign of opposing powers till I come. Dismantle the reign of principalities over territories until I come. Having said that, last night, our attention is drawn to our objective number 2. The different categories of ministers, regarding the mandate, not everyone is occupying. So many people are not occupying. And we are going to look at the category of things that has made people not to be able to occupy. What are the categories of ministers and ministries where the mandate of occupying is concerned? What are the categories? Number one, there are ministries, there are ministers who have been subdued by the lands. God said, occupy till I come, but the land occupied them. God said, take charge till I come, but the nation where they are took charge of them. Subdue the territories till I come, but the territory subdued them. The powers of the land resisted them into inaction. In the book of Zechariah chapter 1 and in verse 20, the Bible talked about, he showed me 4 carpenters. Then said, what come these to do? And he spake saying, These are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. But these are come to fray them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles. There are satanic powers in lands. Are we together, Marvin? Are we good? There are satanic powers in lands that have made people not to be able to lift up their head. Pastors that have been domesticated, emasculated by the powers and the forces of the land. Great callings without color, by the limiting forces of the land. As a matter of fact, what happened to them is like what the children of Israel talked about. The land that swallows its inhabitants. Men and women whose voices have been swallowed, assignments swallowed, ministries swallowed, destinies swallowed. They are there, but nothing is happening. That was what we saw in Numbers 13 and in verse 32. He talked about the land that swallows its inhabitants, and they brought up an evil report and said, the land which they have searched unto, the children of Israel saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people we saw in it are men of great stature. The land that swallows up inhabitants. We have heard of such places where somebody will go on fire and all of a sudden the fire dies. All of a sudden, the unction disappears. We have heard of such places where no ministry can thrive. Nothing can grow there. Principalities are boasting. Witches are boasting. Wizards are boasting. Powers of the occult are boasting. Satanists are boasting that they are in charge of the territories. There are some, the powers of their family fighting their destiny. Altars of their community. A young man met me some time ago. He was pastoring somewhere in the eastern part of Nigeria. And he came to me, and as I was about to pray for him, I saw a snake. Just in a flash. And I looked at him, I said, what is this snake that I just saw? And he said, it is the power that their family worships. His father's house worships a snake. He said, the snake has a house in his father's house. The snake had a house. The snake comes out of the house. His father was a chief. The snake comes out of his house. And goes cross all the way to the father and stands like this and greets him. And then returns back to the shrine every day. That snake ate kola nut. They served it kola nut. Kola nut. So I said, so what's going on? He said, he can't even pastor a person, one person. That they said nobody is permitted to be a Christian from his family. Not to talk of being a pastor. You can't be a Christian. And he decided to become a Christian. So the powers bowed his head, subdued him, and said, who are you to amount to anything? There may be people here today battling with such powers. Whether it is the powers of the land where you are, the powers of Satanists, or the powers of the occultists, or the powers of wizards, or you are battling with powers of your history. When God told Gideon, he said, go and break down the altar of Baal, which your father had. I am here by the anointing of the Lord. Everyone that is a victory of a strange power that is subduing your life, that is subduing your ministry, that is subduing your destiny, in the name of Jesus, I declare the power be broken. I declare the power be broken. I declare the power be broken. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus, no territory shall domesticate me. I shall disciple territories. I shall discipline territories. Everywhere I am found shall come under my submission. I shall not go under the submission of any territory. In the name of Jesus, I am anointed to disciple and discipline territories. I shall disciple and I shall discipline the territories. Somebody shout yes. In case you are here and the land swallowed you with your potentials, swallowed you with your giftings, swallowed you with your graces, swallowed you with the mantle you carry, I am here to announce you are coming out. That land shall vomit you. That land shall release you. That territory shall release you. In the name of Jesus, you are returning back to the territorial powers, and they will realize that another you has arrived with a higher mantle. Shout the loudest amen. I want you to make up your mind and become angry. No land shall humble me. I will humble the land. No land shall disciple me. I will disciple the land. No land shall subdue me. I will subdue the land. No realm, no realm, no domain, no territory shall domesticate me. I shall domesticate them. Because lands are governed by territorial powers. And he said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Take your seat. There are people who have been subdued by lands. Number two, there are ministers who have been threatened. Into caves. Threatened into the caves. They have been so threatened that they are hiding in caves. The powers of the land threatened them. The forces of the other one, they were just subdued. But this one are threatened into hiding in caves. They are there, but they are in hiding in caves. When Goliath stood before Israel, everyone went into the caves to hide. It was only David that came out and stood. All others were in hiding in caves, in caves, in caves. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? In 1 Samuel chapter 13 and in verse 5, again, we saw a situation where and the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel. 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen. and people as the sand which is upon the seashore in multitude. And they came up and pitched in Michmash eastward from Beth Aven. I think it was in this condition. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed, then the people did hide themselves in caves and in thickets and in rocks and in high places and in pits. Where are you hiding? Why is your calling in hiding? Where is your voice hiding? Those who take caution take nothing. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, "We are careful. We are not careful in this matter. We are not cautious in this issue." Are you hearing me? Hearing me? Those who take care can't take charge. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? These are in the hiding, in the caves. They are in the hiding, in the caves. They are in the hiding, in the caves. They are in the hiding. And in case you said, those were just normal people, I'll show you that there were prophets hiding in the days of Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 4. There were prophets who should determine the destiny of the nation. They were hiding with their voices inside caves. For it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. These were prophets that were quarantined inside caves. Real prophets, because a woman roared. In the same generation that Elijah was, then why was Elijah not in a cave? And when Jezebel tried to roar, and Elijah was on the run because he forgot the mantle he carried, the mantle that brought down fire, and God asked him, "What are you doing here? You who called down fire just now, who are you running from? You who called down fire, who are you running from? Where are you running? Who are you running from?" And when Elijah could not be convinced, God asked him to hand over his anointing to three people. To Elisha, to Hazael, to Jehu. It was one of those three people that killed Jezebel. His name was Jehu. So the anointing to kill Jezebel was inside all the while. The anointing to eliminate Jezebel was inside him all the while. While he was on the run, the anointing was inside. While he was moving, the anointing was inside all the while. And it was just one third of that anointing, one third of it, that he gave to Jehu, that Jehu used to bring down Jezebel. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You are anointed to slay what you are running from. Did you hear what I just said? You have been anointed to slay what you have been running from. What you have been running from. What you have been running from. There is an anointing inside to execute, to delete and eliminate what you are running from. The prophet is a professor. Not to be in the cave, not to be in hiding. What has silenced your voice? Who threatened you into silence? Who threatened you into hiding? What threatened you into the hiding place? Is it powers of the land? Is it political or governmental leaders like Ahab and Jezebel who threatened all other prophets into hiding? They couldn't threaten Elijah, but suddenly Elijah also began to run at a point. Who threatened you into a cave? How many servants of God are in the nation where you have come from, who have the genuine unction, the mantle? They are not fake, they are apostles, they are prophets, but who are now silent? in the caves. How many apostles and prophets are in this nation called Nigeria that are inside caves now? Nothing to be heard. No voice, no comment. Let the nation burn, no comment. Let terrorists do whatever they can, no comment. Just continue doing church as usual. Continue doing business as usual in the cave, from the cave, ministering from the cave. And I have no intention to indict anybody or anything. But what is the use of a prophetic mantle without a prophecy? What is the use of a mantle of worship without worship? What is the use of a sword that is not utilized? Are you ministering from the cave? People may be celebrating you that you are in ministry, but heaven is saying you are inside the cave. Because your nation, your community, your territory has not heard your voice. They are not aware that you are there. They are not hearing anything you are saying. You are doing business as usual inside the cave. Some people, ungodly laws are being promulgated in their countries. They are closing churches in your own. All right. Ungodly laws and decrees. Everybody remain quiet. Just calm. Let's continue the business as usual. Let's continue the business as usual until the time comes when the business as usual does not exist. He that is afraid to lose his life shall lose it. Who is not afraid to lose his life shall gain it. Esther said, if I perish, I perish. Did she perish? Those who say, if I perish, I perish, don't perish. It is those who are afraid to perish that perish. I am anointed here this morning to pull out every ministry inside the cave. Every ministry inside the cave. I am anointed this morning to pull every ministry that is inside the cave. Come out of the cave. Come out of the cave. Come out of the cave. Your generation need your voice. Your generation need your mantle. Your generation need your utterance. Your generation need your voice. Your generation, your city, your community need your voice. Your state need your voice. Your territory need your voice. Your nation need your voice. When Elijah said, I am the only prophet and they seek my life. He was not the only prophet. We just saw 100 now. And there are thousands of others. I'm the only prophet means I'm the only one who stood out. I'm the only one who spoke. I'm the only one deploying the mantle. I'm the only one doing what you sent all of us to do. You sent plenty of us, but I'm the only one running. You sent us to push this truck. I'm the only one pushing. They left only me to push it. God said, you are not the only one. I reserved many. There are many, but you are the only one who spoke. You are the only relevant one. That was why I gave you unction heavier than one person's anointing. Than one person's anointing. I gave you an anointing that is heavier than one person's anointing. Because if you are doing the work of 10 men, you need the mantle of 10 men. You need the grace of the 10 men. If you are doing the work of 100 people, carry the anointing of 100 people. Carry the grace of 100 people. Receive the fire of 100 people. And do the work that the 99 people will not do. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? If there is anything you are going to make up your mind, I am coming out of the cave. I cannot minister from the cave. I cannot do God's work from the cave. I can't represent God from the cave. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. I can't represent God from the cave. I reject the cave existence. Father, I receive a brutal mantle, a fearless mantle. In the name of Jesus, I reject the spirit of fear. I reject the spirit of fear. I reject the spirit of fear. I reject intimidation. I reject every voice of terror, every threat of terror. I reject. No! Listen to this. There are some pastors. Give them 1 billion. There are places they will never near to preach. To go and preach for what? They will never crusade my degree. Why? Sokoto. How? Jalingo. Pakistan. We're warming up for Indonesia. Even there are people, if there is no good hotel in a place, don't invite them. Their assignment is hotel. We went to Czech Republic last year, and when we were doing the meeting, was 30 minutes away from the hotel where they kept us. So I asked them, I said, what's going on? Why do we have to drive 30 minutes to come for the program? He said, oh, that is where the good hotel that is befitting for you is. I said, what? Did I come here for hotel to stay? I didn't come here for hotel to stay. If it is hotel, there are hotels where I came from. I came here for program. I want you to put any hotel that is 5 minutes, 3 minutes from the program when you put us there. So they say there is one there, but it's not befitting. I said, let's go. When I took a look at it, I said, what is this hotel doing here that you are saying you are keeping us 30 minutes away? That one, the room is small like this. I think we changed it the same day. So we have changed hotel already. Right? So this year's program, the program I held, the venue of the program is the same venue of the hotel. That is, we walk from the hotel into the hall. I said, people are behaving now. What is hotel? What is hotel? Did John the Baptist look for hotel? Was in the wilderness? Jesus looked for hotel. I don't know what we are turning to in this generation. Was it Tanzania? They said, who asked me a question? What car would you like to ride in when you come? I said, which car? Is it car I'm coming for? He said, do you want a Range Rover? I said, forget about what? Anything you have available, if it's tricycle, put me inside. If it is tricycle that you have from the airport, I will enter it. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of anything he has. Nothing makes any meaning other than the assignment of the kingdom. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Listen to me. I am here by the mantle of God to get everyone forcefully out of every cave where the devil kept you. Out of every cave where the devil kept you. Out of every cave where the devil hid you and hid your voice. You are coming out! He said you should take charge of the territory. Take charge of the city. Take charge of the nation. Take charge of your community. He didn't say you should go and take charge of a cave and hide inside the cave. Quarantine because of intimidation. Fear, threat, terror. They told Jesus Christ, Herod is looking for you. Because he said he wanted him crucified. So Herod is looking for you. He said, go and tell that fox. Some people wonder why we use some languages from some demonic agent at times. We are not the first one. Herod, he called Herod fox. That is wild dog. That is almost calling him a wild dog, a mad. Tell that mad dog, he can't kill me. Paul the apostle said, without our dogs. John the Baptist said, generation of snakes. That was what he was calling Pharisees. Snakes, you are snakes, your fathers are snakes. So if I call a devil agent a beast, I am another. If I call a devil agent a beast, a dog, a wild dog, I'm in perfect order. Some people say, well, Jesus used plenty languages. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Now, in the name of Jesus, 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 you are coming out of the cave. You are coming out of the cave. Every spirit of fear, every spirit of intimidation, every spirit of terror, I command it to die now. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. We're going to pray shortly. Let me see how we can run with this. There are those. Number three. Minister. There are those who abandoned their primary calling and got lost in the wilderness of life. They abandoned their primary calling. Moses is a prime example. Exodus chapter 4 verse 2. Moses abandoned the calling of his life until he carried the rod that could deliver the children of Israel and was using that rod to tend flock. Some abandoned their primary calling. Maybe they were frustrated. Frustration. And there may be those here like that this afternoon. Frustrated. You tried what you thought God asked you to do. You tried, it didn't work. You were frustrated. You are distracted away. Or maybe something else appeared more fanciful. There are those who have abandoned ministry into business. There are those who have abandoned ministry into politics. One man that I know, lovely, lovely man, one of the most graced men that I ever met, suddenly said that God wanted him to run for the mayor of his city. Well, it's possible that God may call. Daniel was a politician. So somebody can have some graces and still be in politics. This guy had a ministry calling that was straightforward ministry. That detour was the end of his drop. The beginning of his drop. He moved from there. He didn't win. And then his life began to spiral. Spiral. Then he went into some terrible theologies. Everybody will go to heaven. Buddhists, Hindus, all manner. His end was not good. This is, you cannot take charge of territories with distracted focus, with distracted attention, with a distraction in your assignment. You can't take charge. They abandoned their primary callings. Lost in the wilderness of life. Distracted by frustration. Some by opposition. They were opposed until they abandoned the ministry. Anyone who is getting tired because of opposition, I declare it is the end forever in Jesus' name. Number four. There are those incarcerated into irrelevance by ungodliness and compromise. They are incarcerated into irrelevance by ungodliness and compromise. They were meant to be routing territories, but they entered into compromise. Judges chapter 16 verse 21, Samson was a prime example. This was a man that was meant to be routing his territory, but the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. This was a man that was a terror to a whole territory. He's now in prison, incarcerated by compromise and ungodliness. The anointing leaked. It's a leakage of the anointing. By the time you begin to touch the monies that are not yours, by the time you become corrupt and fraudulent, and you become a thief, the money that belongs to the church, you are stealing it, diverting it for personal use. When we started, when young people in ministry, this is 1998, like 28 years ago, when we met at a minister's conference, one man will show us a picture of his mansion. We're all at the same age of ministry, like under 2 or 3 years. He will show us the picture of his mansion. See my house. Minister's conference. He will show us picture of his mansion. At that time, we were all living in rented houses. But that is not even the most important thing. He had no church building. Church was inside a shack, a bacha. But he lived inside a mansion. And he was showing us the picture of his mansion. I looked at it and said, what is this? This means nothing. This means nothing. It means nothing. And I was fully aware that in 100% probability, it was the church money he has used to build his house first. While the house of God had no place. It didn't last 3 years before that man went out of relevance. He's alive today. But he has no name, nothing, no relevance. If I call the name, you wouldn't know. He was making waves. But money, 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 money. Everything is money. Money. There are some people, if they are over a ministry like this, they would have sold everything. Sold them. Everything would have been for sale. We had 20,000 children for children convention. We fed all of them every day for 3 days. It was in millions, tens of millions. Children meal, 3 days. Just calculate in your mind, if a meal was 1,000 times 20,000 times 3. I leave the calculation in your head. I said, will they pay registration? No registration. Some even paid from registration. Return it to all of them. Return it. I told somebody, I said, some people will sell everything and sell off almost everybody in the name of pastoring. Can we do air freshener with your picture and mommy's picture so that people can hang in their cars? No. Can we do handkerchiefs? Your picture and your name is on it. So that people just pick it for yourself. No. Capital, no. Is that not that? Turn these stones into bread. That was a temptation Jesus overcame. Turn these stones into bread. Use these people for money. Take advantage of these people and make it and let it become money.
I knew a man, big crusade, authentic miracles, signs and wonders. Plenty deaf ears, plenty blind eyes open. But he's coming for crusade. See this handkerchief with his picture on it. He said, 1,000 people come and pick it for how many people will run to pick it? Huh? He said, if there are 50,000 people and they only pick one handkerchief for 1,000, the calculation, is that not 50 million? All that calculation was in the head. It started, but the crowd began to grow down. No more ministry. Everything is in the cave now. Alive, fully alive. But in the cave. That anointing, I'm convinced, is there. If he prays now, see blind eyes will open, deaf ears, cripples will walk. But it's inside the cave. Money. Pride. Women. Leakage of strength. Or men, as the case may be. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Samson was chained. He was quarantined. He was arranged out of sight. A man that should be taking territories. Is there any Delilah that has chained you? Is there any financial dealing that has chained your destiny? Financial dealing that has changed your life. Are you into some crooked business deals? These are things that will make it impossible for people to take territories. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord, I declare today your voice shall be heard. You are saying amen, say it like a believer. You are saying amen, say it like a believer. You are saying amen, shout like a believer. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive your help. I receive your mercy. Never to lose my voice. Never to lose my impact. Not to be incarcerated by the powers of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. There are people who make things in our name. They do bands on the hand. All manner. They do a lot of things. When we go for a crusade, they will be, anywhere we are going, they will go ahead of us. On their own to sell things. Our ushers have come many, many times. Let's be careful, because the enemy is looking for how to incarcerate you. But that will never be your portion. Number 5. There are those who lost their voices of impact because of offense with God. They got offended in God. God offended them. Whatever happened, they became offended in God. In Matthew chapter 11, from verse 1, Jesus Christ, it came to pass when Jesus made it. And look at verse 2. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent 2 of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. He said, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. John, who was routing cities, we heard just now, cities came to him to listen to him. Suddenly, he became offended offended. Why was the offense? Why am I in prison and you could not send to deliver me? Herod has imprisoned me and you cannot come for me. Are you really the one to come? And he was offended. What has offended you with God? There are some people, maybe they felt God was too slow in coming to their rescue. Maybe they prayed for somebody to be healed, the person died. They got offended. They tried this and that, and then they just got offended. Some get offended in God, some get offended in church. Some get offended in the mantle of their covering, the one that God has placed over your life. You are angry with him. When Elisha is angry with Elijah, where is the double portion? When Joshua is angry with Moses and offended with Moses, where is his voice? When Timothy is angry with Paul, and I can assure you from my experience that the enemy will do everything to make Elisha to be angry with his Elijah. He will do as much as he can to make Joshua to be angry with his Moses. He will do as much as he can to make Timothy to be angry with his Paul. Even if you are not going to be angry by yourself, your friends will tell you to be angry. Your friends will tell you to be angry. People, neighbors, people talk at all manner. They will tell you. That was what they were doing to Elisha. Do you know that God will take your master from you? We know he's such a bad man. We know he will not tell you. You know, the man doesn't tell you everything. He's hiding some things from you. After serving him for 21 years, he has used you and is about to go to heaven and there is no reward. See, all these fathers, they only know how to use people. They don't know how to help anybody. He has used you for 21 years. He's about to go to heaven and he has not told you. You know what he did? Don't spoil my mind. Don't corrupt my mind. Don't poison my mind. Hold your peace. Even if he didn't tell me, I'm still following him. I will follow him to the end. I will follow him to the conclusion. I will follow him to the terminal end. And at that conclusive end, the man to fail. We're meant to travel with our father in the Lord one day. And one of the people who was PA at that time, or assistant or so, who he asked us to give him our international passport. We gave the passport to the man. Me and my brother, Pastor David Ibiome, two of us were to follow him to America for a program. And the person he asked us to give the passport to kept the passport until 1 month. When the interview date, or when the journey was almost due, our daddy said, "So how far?" I said, "Oh, our passport, you asked us to give to so-and-so person." He said, "Okay." He called the person. "Where are the passport?" Says, "It's with him." "How? The embassy. Are you the embassy? Who are you? That passport is with you." "So when are we going to?" Oh Lord. Daddy's countenance was like, "What is this?" Because he himself would not know how to explain. He trusted his aid to do the needful. That was how it was returned back to us. That we'll work it out another time. One of our fellow brethren, child son of the prophet, heard what happened. And he said, "You mean they did such a thing to you? If it is me, I will leave their father for them." He is putting into my heart what is not my thought. What is not my, what can never cross. I will leave their father for them. Nonsense. What kind of thing is that? He said, somebody said you have to, and somebody, just some wicked person, just carry your passport and hid it somewhere. So that you don't. I will leave their father for them. And I said to him, he's our father. Vessels may not be perfect. And in this case, it is not even the father's imperfection. There is the people around. But virtue is perfect. We are following a perfect virtue. We are following a perfect mantle. Mantle that is untainted from heaven. That we bear witness to. That we have testimony to. That we have seen in encounters and visitations. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? So, offense in God. He didn't answer your prayer. He didn't say this or that. Oh, you waited for God, or as if God lied to you. He deceived you. Like Jeremiah felt one time. Did God deceive me? He asked me to leave everything and come into ministry and see how I'm stranded. Or a father or a mentor that God is trying to use to assist you. And then suddenly you got offended and got angry and got disconnected. And then your voice of impact dies. You are not where you should be. You are not who you are meant to be. If I heard that man that time, 15 to 20 years ago, we won't be here now. Because all the inspirations, all the impartations, all the observations that has contributed to all the things we are seeing here and seen around the world won't be there. How many places have I gone where they told me, we saw you with Papuere, but we saw you at Kenalan, we saw you on the altar there. When Bishop Doug Howard Mills invited me at first, even though we know and so on, he said that if Papuere boy was trying to invite, but Papa has not traveled for the last 8 years, and he talked with Papa. And so he said, well, I am inviting you because anything he will say, you will say. He said, if I have you, I already have him. That was his mentality. And when we got there, I'm sure he saw both him and everyone. That is, aside from Papa, we know. But for the fact that Papa should come, but if I have you, I already have him. That was, he said it when he was introducing. Do you understand what I'm talking about? People don't understand. They don't understand. They have no understanding. Beloved brothers and sisters, today may God heal every offense. Offense against God. Offense against church. Offense against spiritual figures and authorities. May God heal every offense. 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 If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. Is somebody getting something here? There are ministers who lost their voices of impact because of offense in God. Number six. Is still the same person we are dealing with. There are ministers who lost their voices of impact through doubting their own call. They doubt their call. They doubt their conviction. They are unable to take territories. They are unable to do what they should do with their lives because they are not sure if they were called. They came to the point where they lost the conviction. You remember, it was John the Baptist who saw Jesus Christ. And he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." And they asked him, and he answered the question. He said, "How do you know he's the Lamb of God?" He said, "He who sent me said, the one you see enter the water, and as he is coming, the dove descends on him. That is the Son of God." He said, "And I saw it, and I testify that this is the Son of God." This same John is now turning back to say, "Are you really the person?" That is, I am doubting my conviction. I am in doubt even of my call. Has God sent me? Did God send me? Am I doing the right thing? Am I on the course of destiny? It is not possible to make a mark without your faith. Am I on the path of destiny? Am I correct? Am I doing the right thing? Am I following the right path? And there may be people here today. And all I can tell you, if there is a doubt, is to go back to God. "Lord, what did you say? Lord, in any way you need to convince me, convince me. Let me know that I have not sent myself. Let me know that I have not called myself. Let me know that I am not doing what I'm doing by myself. And if I am doing the wrong thing, tell me in the language I can understand." God speaks to everyone in the language that they can understand. During the birth of Jesus, he spoke to the wise men from the east in a different language. He spoke to the shepherds in the field in a different language. From the wise men who could read stars, he spoke through the stars. Say, "We saw his star. We read the stars. And we got the message." To the Jewish shepherds, he sent angels. They are familiar with angelic ministration and visitation. God uses whichever language you understand to speak to you. "Lord, show me. Speak to me how I can understand. Speak to me in the ways I can understand." And he will speak to you. But if you are here today, and you are in doubt of your calling, many times the devil would challenge your call. He would challenge your call. He would just challenge you. "Lord, you sent me on this assignment. Why is this so difficult? Why is it? Why is there so much opposition? Am I shy you?" Then the devil says, this is to show you that God did not send you. This is to show you God did not send you. The same devil that is causing you the distraction is the same devil that is now giving you the message. And you are discouraged. You are dispirited. But you rise up and say, "No, God sent me. I know that he sent me. I know that he sent me. God sent me and I know that he sent me." Hallelujah. 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 Most times, when we fly, we would fly after commanding the day midnight prayer. Right? And then go straight into the air and start flying. After commanding the day midnight prayer to some countries. In America or North America, we finish on Friday night, which is 12 midnight there. It's already 6 a.m. here of Saturday morning. So we fly straight. Because you are doing 12 to 13 hours flight. So that we can be here on Saturday evening before Sunday morning. "Lord, I cannot stress myself throughout the day and enter the plane and I cannot rest because of turbulence. So the air has to be calm to prove that you confirm my assignment." When I step up, Let it be rest time, since it was walked through the day. We talk such talks. Am I communicating? And once in a while, is there anything that looks like this is not the agreement? When we came to Port Harcourt 2024, our last crusade, as soon as we arrived at the airport, cloud gathered. You know Port Harcourt rain? South-south rain. Cloud gathered. I looked into the air, I said, what is this? The first crusade of that year, the first one. I looked up, I prayed a prayer. Then we went to the hotel. I opened the window. I saw the cloud. So my wife said, what are you doing? I said, I just talked to God. That if one drop of rain fall, one, here today, I consider that he doesn't want us to do crusade this year. The whole of the year. That's the first one. The first one sets the pace for the rest. You say, are you threatening God? I say, no, it's an agreement. I can't, no man can threaten God. That was how that cloud remained heavy until we went for crusade, came back. When the second, on the day we are leaving the town, it fell angrily. Like, who are you to stop us? Now, don't forget, that agreement, this is the first one of the year. If we were somewhere around the middle, maybe I would have relaxed a bit. But you want to discourage me from the first one? May you not be offended in God. And now in the name of Jesus, I speak to some, everyone that is in doubt of their conviction and of their call. I pray that God will clarify your mind. God will clarify your doubts. You believe it, shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. A louder believer, amen. Finally, there are ministers who are unable to occupy because of their failure to deploy their giftings and mantles, to fully deploy. They are unable to occupy their territory. Their voices could not be heard because of the failure to fully deploy their giftings and mantles. All of this is still Matthew chapter 11 from verse 1 to verse 6. Someone say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Their failure to deploy. Can I ask you a question? Did John the Baptist fully use all his gifts? Answer, capital no. Did he fully use all the capability he had? Answer, no. Question is, Pastor, how do you know? The Bible said that John the Baptist came in the spirit and power of Elijah. Hello? In the spirit and power. In the spirit and power of Elijah. What is the spirit of Elijah? He shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias. The spirit, if you say in the spirit of Elijah, you might be saying maybe the attitude or whatever. But he said the power of Elijah. What is the power of Elijah? If I be a man of God, let the fire fall.
king sent to Elijah, go and arrest him, go and bring him. And the soldier said, if I be a man of God, let fire fall.
It's roasted twice. 51 of them. Second one, 51 of them. Until the king, the third one said, let my life be precious in your sight. That was the kind of anointing John the Baptist carried and allowed somebody to cut off his head. Can you imagine them sending to Elijah, arrest him, bring him, not to talk of chain him, not to talk of cut off his head? No. The anointing and the mantle of Elijah was a mantle that escaped death. He went to heaven bodily. You are talking of somebody being killed, carrying the same power. Stand up on your feet, people. Many of us are underliving, under deployment of our lives, capabilities, and powers. Do you understand? That was why John the Baptist lost his head and lost his voice. He carried a power he did not use. He carried an anointing he did not deploy. He carried a possibility he did not manifest. He carried it and it didn't manifest it. It's not possible to dominate your territory until, everybody stand up on your feet, until you are ready. You are ready. You are ready to say, this apostolic gift is going out full blast. This deliverance gift is going out full blast. This spiritual authority, full blast. This evangelistic. When Elisha came before Jordan, move forward. Backward. Before Jordan. Before Jordan. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood at the back of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell and smote the waters and said, return back a little bit. Back. No, go forward. And he said, I pray a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And then, keep going. Keep going now. Keep going. And Elisha saw it and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he has also smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. What is the mantle that you have? That is what to carry. That is what to pull together. That is what to use to confront the assignment of your life. The mantle. You cannot neglect the gift and experience the shift. Elisha shifted because he got something. You can't. And I am asking, if you are John the Baptist, that grace, what, just ask yourself, what graces am I connected to? What oil do I have? What oil do I have? What mantle is over my life? You draw on them and deploy them massively. 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 John the Baptist lost his voice because there was a gift he had that he did not use. Judgmental mantle. What did I call it? Judgmental mantle. Elisha used some of them. When some people were mocking him, he cursed them in the name of the Lord. And 42 young men were torn to pieces by wild foxes. That judgmental mantle would have put Herod where he belonged. Would have put those they sent to execute him where they belonged. There was nowhere it was written to my notice that John must die by being beheaded. I don't see anywhere it was written that he must die by his head being cut off, so that nobody would say he was fulfilling prophecy. Do you understand what I'm saying? As for Jesus, we knew he would be crucified and he resurrected. But as for John, we didn't hear that he was to be killed like that. So that no one says, hey, Pastor Philip. He used that anointing, the anointing that drew cities to hear him. A second part of it was to bury the opposition. A second, the Lord killeth and maketh alive. They say the backside of that anointing was not utilized. Look at the neighbor, say, use the other side of the anointing. As for me, I don't know how many have gone to their premature grave for thinking evil of us. I don't even know how many ran physically mad. I can count the number of people I know that ran crazy. I knew of one, God dealt with that one to the point where compassion filled our Lord is enough. Assistance for hospital bill. And in the season we are in, there is every indication that more is about to happen. Not just for us, but for the body of Christ. Enemies of the church are about to experience judgment like never before. When Herod was buried, the church grew. In the book of Acts chapter 12 and in verse 23, the Bible speaking said that, and immediately the angel of the Lord smote him. That was Herod, because he gave not God the glory and he was eaten of worms. That was the Herod that beheaded James. That was the Herod that wanted to kill Peter, wanted to behead Peter. The same chapter 12. God sent an angel to that same Herod that took off the head of James, to that same Herod that wanted to kill Peter, and that angel smote him. He was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. Now everybody read the next verse. The word of God in certain places may not grow and multiply until certain Herods die. The word of God in certain nations, in certain territories, in certain locations may not grow and multiply until certain Herods die until they are taken out of the way. And I speak as a prophet with a prophetic and an apostolic mantle that in the season we are in, every herald that is standing in the way of the church, standing in the way of the move of God, standing in the way of the purpose of God for your life and for your nation and for our nation and for our generation, they shall be taken out of the way. When we went to Jalingo in 2021, you can show us the clip of it. Everything was against it. The COVID, they were just saying that trying to restrict again afresh. The religious holiday of the people of the other faith in that area was exactly the same crusade date, and we didn't know before. It was fixed before we knew. And then terrorism was exploding. Suicide bombers. The whole territory there was literally desolate. That was the time God led us to go there. And we got there. Miracles, signs, wonders, manifestations of God. Then I carried a bottle of oil and I anointed the ground. And I said, since the killers want to kill people, let their sword face themselves. Let them kill themselves. That anointing on the ground was done on Friday. By Wednesday, 5 days later, a fight broke out between rival groups of terrorists and the number one terrorist of the nation at that time, that day, was eliminated. Only 5 days later, it made news everywhere. Right? I am saying now that at this time, we are about to see an escalation of those who will not let the church in this nation rest. They shall be laid to rest. Laid to rest en masse. Laid to rest in their numbers. And in the nation where you are, all ungodly legislators, ungodly senators, ungodly legislators, ungodly senators, ungodly leaders making ungodly laws against God and against the church, I decree, because the gospel must be preached around the earth, I decree they shall be laid to rest. We are going to pray right now, because we'll need to take some break and be back later. We're going to pray. What is it that will qualify you to occupy? We'll talk about them later. But let me give you three. Number one is a burden. Take your seat, all right? Bearing the burden of God for your generation. When you carry the burden of God, you feel what God feels. You are concerned with what concerns God. The burden. Numbers 14:21. The earth, as truly as I live, the earth shall be filled. You carry that burden. That burden, that burden, that burden. Until that burden translates into a cry. John the Baptist was a man. The voice that was crying in the wilderness. In Matthew chapter 3, in verse 1 to verse 2. Until you carry his burden, you cannot transmit his blessing to your generation. His burden. His burden.
Nehemiah carried the burden. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 4.
Nehemiah said, look at verse 2. He said, Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah.
And I asked them concerning the Jews
that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach.
The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down,
and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept. Nehemiah carried the burden of the broken down walls of Jerusalem, the captivity of his people, the affliction of his people.
What happened? God made him the governor. He sent him back to rebuild the walls. The area of your burden is the area of your mantle.
Anywhere you carry burden, in that place, God will give you the mantle.
The area of your compassion is the area of your unction. What moves you determines what God will use you to move. The things that move you is the determinant of what you can move in your generation.
Burden.
You are not light-hearted. You are not a joker moving about and jocosely joking about everything. No one challenge of our generation is that they joke about everything. What they should be serious about, they are joking and making internet jokes out of it.
Right?
A burden.
Burden. It's a burden.
Elijah was burdened,
and God gave him the whole land. Number two. Be a person sent by God. John was a man sent.
That is, be fully sure of your calling. Don't step into the battlefield on assumption.
John chapter 1 and in verse 6.
Be the man sent by God. Let be conscious of your sender. When I speak about issues that bother the church or bother the nation or bother the souls of people, I am fully aware that I'm not just trying to speak or trying to exercise boldness. I am conscious of my sending. And if you are not sure, be sure. And thirdly, maintain a consistent stand before God. Elijah said, before God, do my stand.
Let God be your residential address. Let God be your residential address. John chapter 1 verse 6, the Bible said, there was a man sent from God. He was not just the man sent by God. He was sent from God. Where do you live? God. What's the name of your city? God. Pastor Bright, city of God. Let God be your residence. Let God be where you live. From God to God.
Carry out your assignment from before God. Do you hear what Elijah said? He was standing before Ahab. But he was telling Ahab, you think I'm standing before you? I am standing before God. I am talking to you from before him.
Is there anybody you can fear if you are talking to them from before God?
You thought I was standing in front of you, Ahab. I am standing in front of God. You may not see him, but he is here. My audacity is from his presence. My authority is from his presence. My boldness is from his presence. My fearlessness. For though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort him.
Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. How do you qualify to occupy? Number one, bear the burden of God for your generation. Number two, be a person sent by God. Number three, maintain a consistent stand before God. And number four, deploy all that God has put inside you. Deploy. Don't be like a John the Baptist who did not use one of his gifts. Deploy all that God has put within you.
Paul the Apostle said, I have held back nothing. I have kept back nothing. There is no gift I kept back. There is no grace I kept back. There is no mantle I kept back. I pushed it all out. Acts chapter 20 and in verse 20 says, hold nothing back. Hold nothing back. Push out all you have got. Deploy all of your life's content. I will stop there today. We are going to pray. Give the Lord a praise if you want to. Give the Lord a praise if you want to. This sounds like two messages in one, right? Give the Lord a praise if you want to. Will you stand up on your feet? Lift up your two hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Give him the worship. Lift your hands. Lift your voice and pray. Say, Father.
Father.
Louder, say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
For your word.
And your voice.
And your voice.
To me.
Today.
Thank you.
For your word.
I am available to be used of you. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray.
Jesus.
Something heavy is about to drop. Take your seat one moment and receive two ministrations sharply, and they will get ready to pray in what we have received and to step into the next level.
Lord, I'm hungry for revival, for your power, for fresh fire. Lord, I'm hungry for revival, oh, for your power, for fresh fire. Lord, I'm hungry for revival, for your power, for fresh fire. Mountain of fire, fresh fire is burning. The eyes of the hands of God. Mountains of fire, fresh fire is burning. The eyes of the hand of God. Mantra, 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 the fire, 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 the fire.
Your glory, Lord.
Father, let me know your mind.
Thank you. your hands everywhere. We're going to pray. We're going to pray according to what we heard today. Open your mouth and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
My life
cannot be subdued
by any land. In the name of Jesus, Father, I reject every threat that will put my life and ministry in a cage. I am coming out of every cage I have been kept. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, I cannot abandon my primary assignment. I must face the world. I cannot be distracted and confronted and opposed away from my assignment. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, I reject every ungodly life that will render my life irrelevant. I receive victory over every yoke, every bondage, every addiction, every lifestyle. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, I cannot lose my voice because of offense with God or with any spiritual authority over my life. I refuse to be offended in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I refuse to doubt my calling and conviction. Father, clarify to me your call for my life, your purpose for my life in the name of Jesus. Say, Father,
Help me
to release
all the graces,
all the mantle,
all the giftings
you have put in me. Help me to release them effectively, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray.
Pray.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift the hands high. Lift it higher. You ready for something?
Let it flow.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it fire from that throne. Let it go.
Give the hands up. Get ready to receive something. Somebody is receiving a mantle of fearlessness. That grace to dare whatever the enemy wants you to dread. Somebody is receiving their voice back. You lost your voice of authority. Either through abandoning your assignment, through compromise, or anything, you lost your voice. You are receiving it back. Somebody is shifting to a higher level of operation. Lift your voice now. Lift your hands. And when I say in the name of Jesus, receive. You scream, I receive. And what you are receiving is a product of what you are trusting God for right now. And when you scream, I receive, you place your hand on yourself. And something is going to drop. Lift your hands up.
John. When are you going? When are you leaving? When are you going? Tomorrow night. Lift up your hands. Fresh grace to go with and conquer more terrorists. Lift your hands.
Lift your hands everywhere. When I say in the name of Jesus, receive. When I say in the name of Jesus, receive. When I say in the name of Jesus, receive. You scream, I receive. A fearless mantle. A mantle to terrorize the terrors. A mantle. A mantle for your voice to be returned and restored. For your voice to be stronger than it was before. For your voice of authority to be enhanced. Father, let that mantle drop right now. At the count of three, receive it. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, receive!
Let it flow, let it flow. Let the fire from the door. Let it
let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Receive fresh fire.
That is on fire. Fire come back. Fire come. Masha talk over there. Lift your hands high. Let receive it again. Receive it again. Receive it again.
The devil cannot domesticate you. The devil cannot domesticate you. Go! Mashida, yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord, you are here. 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 Lord, you are here.
Lord, you are here. Lord, you are here. Lord, you are here. Lord, you are here. Lord, you are here. Lord, you are here. Lord, you are here.
Lord, you are here.
Fire for France. For France. Fire 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 for France.
Lord, you are
fire for France.
Lord, you are
fire for France. Fire for France.
Lord, you are
fire for France.
Lord, you are
fire for France.
Lord, you are
fire for France.
Lord, you are fire
for France. Hey, Malaya Tassala! Fire for France! Fire for France! Fire! Litesina! Fresh fire! Fresh fire! Fresh fire! Fresh fire! Fresh fire! Fresh fire! For France! Fresh fire! Fresh fire! Let it burn, 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 let us shine.